December 5, Saturday, just before the great event in the state of Georgia tonight, where Donald Trump will be coming with his team and others. How to press into the news watching God's program. Watching how the Lord Himself is directing history so that when we are exposed to this massive amount of media flow, news headlines, that we go beyond the news because God is before the news. Things to watch for on this great day is the heartening way the silent, benign, moral majority will galvanize and rise. Because of the suppression of news and total picture by the media, the moral majority has been largely silent. But there is a significant narrative shift going on, which will bring a new narrative to the news, to the media. Encouraging things to look for, to watch for. The attacks from dark media, etc., are going to transform into becoming neutralized. Not in a way that's easy or goes away right away, but their efforts and hostilities will progressively fizzle out. And that will be supported by a stronger and stronger judiciary at the higher court levels, circuit court levels and beyond, that are going to be progressively and in a pattern ruling in favor of the shofar issues Trump and his team have been blowing, have been shouting from the housetops. There will be a move of God that will prevent God's best patriots that will come forward more and more, veteran, true American, brave patriots, and they will be spared from being killed off by dark efforts. And the moral majority will be willing to, so to speak, not just fill out the short form for what they believe is right in American foundations that were Bible-based and are, but the long form. They're going to take the extra step. And not only that, all of the dead things that have fallen in this past season, these decades where men, for example, have abdicated their leadership in the home, etc., there's going to be a move forward. And it's going to feature the virtues of warrior-like women, young and old. They're going to make a critical difference. And the government itself is going to begin to be more honest, saying we cannot meet the need of all the sicknesses and problems and hospitals and dire needs of a society that's been doing the wrong thing. The sin inheriting effects. And they're going to be saying, we're going to be hearing that we have to go back to our families. That we must be under God as His voice to our children in the real community effort. Older women will be key here. Microphones will come out that are God's solutions in His medicine cabinet. And by the church, together with that, we will go back to our roots in the best sense of the word more and more. Those that have had the microphone before, that have just been empty barrel noises and destructive influences, though pretending to be superior, will be pushed back progressively. In fact, the church is going to get a new baseline along with the moral basis messaging, that there's going to be a completer picture put forward. It's going to be a sufficient witness. It's going to reach out to all parts of the nation, very inspirationally, rousing the sleeping giant of the benign, moral, silent majority. And there's going to be grace. Where we have had petty tyrants ruling in the place of the rule of law, whether it be a secretary of state or a governor or lower election officials, all supporting a kind of aura of Biden succession invincibility and his global reset. In exchange, there will be a take-it-on attitude more and more in the narrative shift. There will be serious threats. There will be divine protection. They will take it on. So when you hear the news, what is before it is God's plan. What is beyond it is his offer of salvation. Watch for what has been just silent but benign into becoming more activistic, forward. There'll be pleasant results. We will see a flip regarding the electors, because God has a plan for his church. This is the portal, the main lens in which to watch the news. This is why the narrative shift is happening for his glory.